Let's stay with schools and go to Cork, where parents of children who attend St Killian's Special School in Mayfield will this lunchtime protest on the school grounds at the decision not to include their school in a therapy pilot project announced recently by the government. Parents say they're devastated. Eileen Gleeson is spokesperson for the parents of special needs children at St Killian's Special School in Mayfield in Cork. She's in our Cork studio this morning. Eileen, thanks for coming into us today.
Thanks a million for having us.
Tell us about what's led to today's protest.
So in 2019, the therapists were taken out of St Killian's school. At the time, I think it was towards the beginning of the pandemic, it was early 2020, there was a decision made that the therapist then would be sent out to administrate COVID vaccines. And since that time, there has been no readmission of therapists back into the school at St Killian's. So our children have had no therapeutic intervention in school since that time.
Just to be clear, it wasn't just your school, it was lots of schools, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was lots of schools, and some schools have, the therapists have been reinstated to some extent, but we believe out of the 123 special schools in the country that none of them have gone back to the level that intervention was previously there before 2020. So we as a school have decided that we need to be heard and we need to do this on behalf of our children. It's really, really absolutely essential to their education that therapeutic intervention is put back into the schools.
And it is being put back on a pilot level. Why wasn't your school selected as part of it?
Well, we're not sure about that, and we don't know by what metrics the schools that were chosen were chosen. But we, as a parent group, went to meet Minister Rabbit last November in Dublin, and we were very solutions focused. Like, we understand that disability services are very complex subject. So we went with a very open mind as to how we might, you know, help get the therapist back into St Killian's school. And we had a very good, very positive meeting with the minister where we felt coming away that we really had found a solution. And that solution was that we would get a private, reputable private company into the school to deliver the therapies that the children need, and that the minister's department would be in a position to pay for it.
Can you tell me what the type of therapies you're talking about? You've a 5-year-old son, Artie, who attends the school. What sort of therapies were you hoping that he would get at school?
So Artie is 5. He is autistic, he's non-speaking, and he has moderate intellectual disability diagnosis. We would love, and it's really important, that Artie's education is facilitated and supported by speech and language and occupational therapy. And that's just Artie. There are 104 children in the school, all very different, all complex needs in their own way. Multiple children have multiple dual diagnoses. We have some children who are, you know, in a very scary place from a mental health point of view. And so we need speech and language, occupational therapy, therapists, behavioural therapists, psychologists. All of the multidisciplinary approach that's taken in the community needs to go back into schools to support these children.
In a statement issued to Morning Ireland last night, the Department of Education said that it is anticipated that 10 additional schools will be identified by the end of October this year, with a view to commencing those in a position to progress in January of 2025. What impact will the absence of the therapy you'd like to see the children receive having on them?
Well, like, these therapies will change the course of these children's lives. So it's the difference between a child being able to communicate and not communicate. It's the difference between Artie being able to learn how to ask for things, how to support himself, how to live independently or not. It's as basic as that. With the therapies, the children will thrive. Without them, they won't. It's very straightforward. The minister made a number of commitments to us that day, and since then, we haven't heard formally about this grant since. But we know, and she has said in a statement to the Examiner newspaper, she has said that it was our conversation with her that day that sparked and developed this conversation around the pilots. Yet St Killian's school wasn't included in the initial pilot. Children are going back to school next week. There are still no therapies in place. We're still banging on every single door. We still feel like we're not being listened to. And at this point, the parents feel like we have absolutely no other choice but to stand at the school gates with our children and signs and try and make our case heard.
Eileen, thanks for speaking to us. That's Eileen Gleeson, spokesperson for the parents of special needs children at St Killian's Special School in Mayfield in Cork.